Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Bob and I are going on a vacation this summer with our dear friends Donna and Troy. We are celebrating 35 years of marriage, 70 if you want to add up two marriages, so big trip. Now, I already know how the night before we leave will go. I will be wide awake, worrying about the details of our trip. I'll check my alarm to make sure it's set, then remember that I forgot to put something into my suitcase. Supplements, my Bible, passports. Oh, I hope I don't forget those. I'll need to toss and turn as I think about the day's schedule ahead. And you know what Bob will do? He will sleep right through it. Two people, two different responses. In this department, I'm the one who thinks about all the things that could go badly. I'm an anxious traveler. Do you know what helps me? When Bob says something like this, "Baby, it's all gonna go just fine. You've planned it down to every detail. Just rest. It's gonna be great." Now that kind of pillow talk makes me sleep soundly. Why? Well, Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." Now just think how your good words could make someone anxious glad. You know, I've been sensing the need for good words in our anxious world. We could all crush anxiety if we blessed each other with some good words that make each other glad. So tell someone something good today. A good word quiets anxiety, but how much more powerful is it when the good word is about God and from God? That's the great stuff. Drenching your mind in truth about God's character from God's word is like a heavenly sleeping pill to me the night before I travel. It just gives me peace. Now it's time to put together the first 10 verses of Psalm 91. It's getting harder and harder, but it's going to get more and more rewarding too. As you memorize God's word, you're not only receiving good words from him, but just think how these verses will now be at the ready for you to dispense to friends who need to hear them. Imagine. No, wait, you don't have to. I'll tell you. Positive words unlock the reward circuit in the brain. They light up the prefrontal cortex, an area associated with creativity and cognitive function, things like thinking, memorization, and information processing. So they greatly impact our motivation. And you're also sparking a load of dopamine, a neurochemical that makes us feel good. So tell someone something good and be encouraging today, and let's topple anxiety together. Big, huge bonus points if the good thing you say to someone today is from God's word. Just a reminder that I've written an easy-to-use study on Psalm 91. Calm Your Anxious Thoughts will let you go even deeper into understanding this psalm, which is often called the soldier's psalm since it quiets fear. I wrote this mini Bible study to say thank you to all my Freedom Partners, the people who take time to pray for and financially support my ministry, including True Girl. Thanks for being a part of my team. I could not do this Holy Girl Walk or any of the other things that my team do without your help. But anyone can get a copy of Psalm 91 Memory Guide. You'll find that at danagresh.com and mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friends.